The Committee of Relatives of the Disappeared in Honduras has launched an urgent action denouncing harassment and death threats against human rights defender Blanca Azucena Espinoza. It reads as follows. The Committee of Relatives of the Disappeared in Honduras, COFADE, condemns the harassment and death threats to which has been subjected the human rights defender Blanca Azucena Espinoza, president of the Peasant Business Association, Buenos Amigos de Saba, Good Friends of Saba, in the province of Colón in the north of the country. On September 27, 2010, Blanca Azucena Espinoza led with her comrades the seizure of idle lands in the community of Elixir for the benefit of several families without land. On the same day, she was attacked by a man armed with a machete at the service of the landowner, Cesar Velasquez, who claimed to be the owner of those lands. Since this day, she has confronted a number of actions that have put her life and the lives of her 9 children in danger. On December 31, 2010, hooded men who were driving a green pickup truck without license plates opened gunfire on a group from the community which was assembled in a meeting with Blanca Espinoza. On January 4, 2010, individuals driving a gray vehicle followed her in the Saba municipality, and Blanca was obliged to seek refuge in the town hall. 3 days later, on January 7, 2010, Roger Barahona, an employee of Cesar Velasquez, followed Blanca as she was moving along a street in the Elixir community with her daughter, whom he tried to run over. On repeated occasions, he had showed his pistols to her and simulated firing them, while at the same time ensuring that he would kill her. Since January 30, 2011, one of her daughters received a text message in which it was written that Blanca is a dead woman. On March 1, 2011, at approximately 11:30 p.m., two armed and hooded men riding a motorbike prowled around her house during an approximate 15 minutes. They left when a neighbor's vehicle entered the street where Blanca Espinosa's home is located. In addition to wearing balaclavas, the two men wore hoods and wore military-style boots. On March 8, 2011, at 10:30 p.m., the men returned to her residence with their motorbikes and remained opposite her home for half an hour. Blanca and 3 members of the board of directors are facing legal proceedings for seizure of land, and the legal officials have issued an arrest warrant against one of her daughters, only 11 years of age, for the same offense. The constant presence of armed men and the text messages sent to her daughter have caused her children psychological trauma, who show fear and suffer from insomnia. We urge the national and international community to demand and remind the state of Honduras to open an independent, exhaustive, and impartial investigation into the threats made against Blanca Azucena Espinoza, to make public the results of the investigation, and to bring the perpetrators before justice. To take immediate steps to provide effective protection to Blanca Azucena and her family in accordance with their own desires. To consider null and void the arrest warrant against her minor daughter. To provide free psychological attention to Blanca's 9 children in order that they recover their mental health and normality. And to remind the Honduras state officials that it is their obligation to guarantee defenders of human rights their right to carry out their work without unjust limitations and without fear of reprisal in accordance with the UN Declaration on Human Rights Defenders and resolutions of the OAS. For further information on human rights in Honduras, you can visit Equipo Niscor's specialized webpage. This information has been provided by the Committee of Relatives of the Disappeared in Honduras. This program has been produced by Radio Niscor at our studios in Belgium on March 18, 2011.